لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عباد الدين فمن أقامها أقام الدين فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And because of iman, we think differently and we must feel differently. In any locality, country, province, in any firm or factory, the problems experienced boil down to three factors. As I was saying, distribution of land, distribution of wealth, and distribution of power. Concerning distribution of power, few words have been expressed. Concerning distribution of land, we will not expound on it today. But those who are interested can check up Kitab al-Khiraj of Qazi Yusuf, student of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi, when he advised the Khalifa of that time, Harun al-Rashid, what to do. Concerning distribution of wealth, that is what I want to mention today. Islam has got a balanced economical system. Islamic economical system compared to the West, compared to capitalism, compared to socialism, compared to any other ism that is prevalent. To discuss that, we require time, because we'll have to analyze those systems, then project an Islamic system, draw parallels, and then we can come to some conclusions. However, wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us limitations, restrictions. There are certain parameters that we have to adhere to so that we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cross these limitations and if we cross these boundaries as far as wealth spending is concerned, then we will come under the category of extravagance, lavishness, and we will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, but with certain laws attached. Not like how the capitalist feels that this is my wealth, I have earned it, this is entirely because of my effort, and this wealth I will spend it wholly, solely and entirely with my own discretion. No one must tell me how to spend this wealth. Contrary, Islam has blessed us with wealth, but at the same time has given us what we must do with that wealth. We are not sole owners of it. We are trustees of that wealth. Like how the body, we are trustees of it, that we cannot utilize the body where we want to, how we want to. The wealth also, we are trustees of this wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided guidelines where we were spending. And the economical system of Islam presents a balanced view in which money, wealth must not circulate amongst the aghniya, amongst the wealthy, and money and wealth must not become monopolized, giving rise to a capitalistic society where the rich become richer, the poor poorer, where those who are affluent, they begin to become lavish and extravagant, and those who are poor begin to grovel in poverty, leading towards kufr and shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed methods in the Sharia wherein the man must distribute his wealth. He must spend his wealth. And when he is able to spend his wealth, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can strike a happy medium, a harmony in society, where you do not have such a wide gap between the have and the have-nots, between the wealthy and the poor, between those who are swimming in wealth and those who are drowning in poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, for example, the Nizam, the Institute of Zakat, that we give out 2.5% of amassed wealth which we have over a duration of a year. Giving out of zakat is a farz. And respected elders, one of the major causes recorded in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why rain is not coming, why rain is withheld, why drought comes, is because zakat is not given. And zakat not given means that either we are not giving our zakat, or we are giving it to the wrong places, or it is not distributed properly. So zakat giving is one thing, but is it reaching the right places? The poor, the needy, the destitute, those who are deserving, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eight categories and the eight types whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enumerated in the Quran Kareem. Is it going there? And this method of giving zakat, that you write out a check, or you send your parcel over, or you pass your parcel on, and an organization, institute, reliable or non-reliable, distributes it. This is not the best method. The best method of giving out zakat is when the have go and give it to the have-nots. When the wealthy meet the poor and give it, so that they can feel the pulse of society. We just sign a check and give it away. You do not know what has happened to it. You do not even know the plight, the feeling, the condition. You have not inspected in loco the poverty stage of the poor. But you have given the zakat. So to give the zakat is one thing. But the feeling behind it, the expression behind it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the rich to know the poor, to feel about the poor. That is why one of the wisdoms of fasting is that we feel some hunger pains, so that we can feel what the poor man feels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted ushar. Ushar means that a person gives off according to his means, sometimes 10%, sometimes 20%, according to the produce of the land. The land, he harvested, 10% or 20% he gives away. To those very same places where zakat is given, he gives away 10 to 20%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted Sadqatul Fitr. Sadqatul Fitr, we know, every year, each time we give this money out. Why? Because the wealthy must give their money unto the poor. The poor, the destitute, the needy, the widow, the have-not, have got a share in the wealth of the wealthy. And this is the basic difference between capitalistic, socialistic society and a Muslim society. A person of the West, capitalistic person, he feels that no one has got a share besides he, his family. But in Islam, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the have must give the have-nots. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted kafara, where a person makes an oath, a pledge, and he breaks it. Then in fulfillment, in lure, he gives out recompensation money. Or if a person, he breaks a fast intentionally, then he gives out money. Or if a person, he classifies someone who is legal to him in marriage, and he says, no, that is like the back of my mother, then under the law of zihar, he gives off money. Why? Constantly giving off money. Those who have got the money must give the money to those who do not have it. Now all these types that I have enumerated so far, their masraf, distribution areas or distribution fields or scopes, are same as zakat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Islam with the institute of wirasat, inheritance. Respected elders, that in the law of Islam, a person, he is entitled to give whomsoever he wishes of his estate 1/3. 2/3, the Sharia takes over. 2/3, the Sharia has got full say, maximum say. And even in this 1/3, because the Sharia is instructing us to give this one third whomsoever we want to, the Shariat has got say over. In one school of thought, the eldest son inherits everything. Everyone else is deprived. In one school of thought, that only the male factors inherit anything. And the West has got some remarkable examples that when they die, they give everything to the dog. And the poor, hungry person, he's dying away. And if he dies, he can give it away to anybody. But in Islam, no. The person is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he must give his wealth. Distribution is pre-planned. It is organized. And this inherited system sees to it that the wealth does not spin around few wealthy people. It knocks the bottom out of capitalism. Why? Once a wealthy person passes away, his wealth is distributed to his wife, his children, sons and daughters. And don't think that the elder son gets more than the younger son. No, the sons have equal shares. And the daughters have equal shares. Why? The money is spread. And respected elders, at this point I must say that many are married in nuptial contracts. And the ANC contract, the anti-nuptial contract, is the Islamic contract. And if a person is married in nuptial contract, then to circumvent this, he must make an Islamic will. Go to some reliable lawyer and make an Islamic will, so that when he passes away, then the kuffar system of inheritance does not take over, but the Islamic system of inheritance takes over. And respected elders, looking at the problems and difficulties and the trials and the tribulations around us, rotated around finance and economics, that those who have amassed wealth and those who have wealth, they should try to distribute it while they are alive. Because when they pass away, then there is fighting, there is quarreling, then the court is benefiting, the kuffar courts are benefiting from the wealth of a Muslim. Why do such a thing? And one point to conclude, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the economical system so that the poor benefit. But the poor, on the other hand, are instructed by Sharia that they must not extend their hand, that they must not wait for handouts, that they must not be beggars. But at times of dire stress and need, then they can stretch their hand out. But under any circumstances, no, not to come out and say, I require money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand the economical system of Islam, to practice it. And remember, in South Africa, although this is a kuffar country, but no Muslim can say that I cannot practice Islam. The laws of hijab, farda, which are farz, salat is farz, farda is farz. A Muslim can practice farda 100%. Personal law implementation, a Muslim can do it in his house, on himself. He doesn't require the government to approve our personal law, then to implement it, no. A Muslim can implement personal law, provided he's prepared to do it, and provided his iman is strong. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand it and practice it. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.